With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Basalt Town Council and mayoral candidates were announced yesterday for the April 7th election. Running for the three open town council seats is incumbent Jennifer Riffle and newcomers Tiffany Haddad, Glenn Drummond, David Knight, Elise Hottel, and Kirk Schindler. The three top candidates will be elected onto the council. Former town manager Bill Kane, former council member Rob Leavitt, and current councilman Bill Infante are running for Basalt mayor. In Carbondale, three seats are open on the Board of Trustees, but the three incumbents will all run uncontested. A small private plane made an emergency landing in the Woody Creek area yesterday evening. The Pickens County Sheriff's Department says deputies responded to a remote section of wilderness and the plane's two occupants did not report any injuries. Personnel from Mountain Rescue Aspen and the Aspen Airport also responded to the plane, which deployed an emergency parachute and touched down about 4.5 miles north of the airport. Colorado wildlife officials have found evidence of at least 6 wolves in the state's northwest region, a second indication of a return by the animals after a long absence. Governor Jared Polis issued a statement last week confirming the Colorado Parks and Wildlife discovery and asking residents to make room for the wolves. State wildlife officers found a cow carcass last week. Officials say there was evidence of wolves in the same area 2 weeks ago. A question regarding whether to reintroduce endangered gray wolves on public lands in Colorado by the end of 2023 will appear on the November ballot. Poet Ada Limon visits Aspen tonight as part of the Winter Words series. Her 2018 collection, The Carrying, explores a trying time for her personally. She struggled with both infertility and vertigo, and for the U.S., deeply divided after the 2016 election. She says she found solace in poetry, something she hopes others can find as well in the face of a 24-hour news cycle and a busy world.
Poetry can kind of give us a little moment of breath and a little moment of presence. Just by saying, hey, I'm here, and so is the tree, and so are you, and, you know, we might be okay.
Limon and poet Jericho Brown discussed their work with Aspen Words Executive Director Adrienne Brozier tonight at Pepke Auditorium starting at 6 p.m. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.